The baptism of Jesus Christ. There is this question. Does Christ really need baptism? What do you think? Is it necessary for Christ to undergo baptism? Because baptism is a sacrament that takes away or delete our sin, especially original sin, thus making us heir of the kingdom of God, and we are incorporated into the church. But when we follow this argument, Christ is no sinner. Christ does not commit sin. But why does he undergo baptism? Dear brothers and sisters, let us reflect on this, that the baptism of Jesus Christ is a revelation of his person and the prophet's mission. We hear from the prophet Isaiah about the hymn of the servant of God. Isaiah describes the servant of God as God was pleased with him. God has found his favor with this servant of God. And not only that, God pours out his Holy Spirit on the servant of God. The Spirit being the life and love of the Trinity. So in other words, this servant of God, as described by the prophet Isaiah, received all these blessings. Remember, you have found favor with God. God is pleased with you, and God will pour his Holy Spirit on you. Oh, what a blessing. But you know, my dear brothers and sisters, the blessings that the servant of God received is not for himself. It is for his mission. So we hear that we know that this person of the servant of God, that God is pleased with him, if the Holy Spirit was poured out on him, will now be led to his mission. And what is his mission? According to the prophet Isaiah, the mission of the servant of God is to restore justice. Nowadays, it seems that our world lacks justice. There is a lot of injustices that are happening in our society, in our families, even in our individual selves. But you know that the lack of justice is actually the cause of this is sin. Sin is a lack of justice. And so the mission of this servant of God, according to the prophet Isaiah, is to restore justice which has been driven away because of sin. So, in fact, Isaiah was very specific that according to him, the mission of this servant of God is he would open the eyes of the blind. People who do injustice to their fellow human beings are blind. And not only that, those who were imprisoned will be set free. So this is the mission of the servant of God. And you know what, my dear brothers and sisters? The servant of God is none other than Jesus Christ. He came to restore justice, which has been driven away because of sin. Peter, in our second reading from the Acts of the Apostles, addressed the family of Cornelius, who was a pagan. And you know, the address of Peter to this family who was a pagan or a Gentile is all about Jesus Christ. First, it stated that God shows no partiality. In other words, in God, or God does not discriminate. Only people discriminate. Because everyone in God is equal. We are all needed. We are all important in the very eyes of God, no one is marginalized. Only people push other people to the margins of society and community. But in God, everyone is equal. Everyone, according to needed, everyone is important. According to Peter, this Jesus Christ is a person who found favor with God, and God was with him. And the person of Jesus Christ was manifested to the people during his baptism in the River Jordan by John the Baptist. So as what I have said, the baptism of Jesus is usually related with his mission. Why is he revealed? Remember the last Sunday's solemnity, the Epiphany. He was manifested to the pagan or Gentile world as represented by the three magi. Now in his baptism, he was revealed. He was manifested to people because he was going to start his mission. And what is the mission of Jesus Christ? Saving man from eternal damnation. So here, after this, after Cornelius listened to the proclamation of Peter about Jesus Christ, the whole family of Cornelius undergo baptism and they all become believers of Jesus Christ. Saint Peter even added that Jesus Christ went about doing good, healing all infirmities, especially those who have been oppressed by all forms of evil in their lives. So we see here the very person of Jesus Christ. And in seeing his person, we know now what is his mission. His mission of saving humanity. The Gospel of Luke narrated to us the baptism of Jesus Christ in the River Jordan. Who is Jesus Christ according to St. Luke? He was mixed, or he mingled himself with sinners. Unlike the scribes and the Pharisees, you know who they are? They are a group of Jews who are very orthodox, who are very exclusive, and they are allergic. Who has allergy here? I have an allergy. Not with people, but with dust and pollen. Allergic rhinitis. The scribes and the Pharisees are allergic to who? Public sinners. They don't want to mingle with public sinners. The tax collectors, the prostitutes, the Pharisees hated them, avoided them because they are public sinners. But hey, look at Jesus. He mixed himself with sinners. He queued himself before John the Baptist to be baptized. So look at the very person of Jesus Christ, different from the scribes and the Pharisees who are allergic to sinners. Here, he mixed with them. And after he was immersed in the River Jordan by John the Baptist in his baptism, what did Jesus do? He prayed. Here, Luke emphasized the value, the importance of prayer. In fact, Jesus doesn't need to pray because he's of God, but Luke portrayed him to be a man of prayer. So it is a challenge for each one of us. In order for us to continue our mission, we need prayer. We need to commune with God. We need to know what is the will of God for us and not just do our mission. So after he prayed, according to Luke, what did Luke said? The heavens were open. Why is this expression included here? Was heaven closed? Why are you tongue-tied? Was heaven closed? Who said no? Who said yes? The expression, the heaven was closed. Yeah, heaven was closed. When? You know, when our forefathers, Adam and Eve, committed sin. This is what we call original sin. There was this expression, the heaven was closed. Just imagine that. Because of sin, especially original sin, heaven was shut to the people. But when Jesus was baptized, and after he prayed, heaven was open again. Jesus paved the way in the opening of heaven, because this is the start of his mission of saving man once again and bringing them back again to God. And so heaven was opened. And then here there is also the description of Luke that Jesus was greater than John the Baptist because he is the Son of God. And John the Baptist said that I baptize you with water in preparation because you need repentance, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Why is this fire included? And what does that mean? Fire here symbolizes purification. Remember that the baptism that John performed is only external for the forgiveness of sins. But Jesus' baptism paved the way for the purification. And what is that purification? It's not external. Purification of the heart. And so the baptism of Jesus is through the Holy Spirit and fire. Here, my dear brothers and sisters, we know who Jesus is. That he is, that God was pleased with him, that he is full of the Holy Spirit, and thus he now continues his mission. He is showing his solidarity with mankind, though he was not a sinner, to show his oneness with humankind so that he will better know how to be of service to humanity. My dear brothers and sisters, we were also baptized, right? Precisely, we are here. We are baptized Catholic. But the question is, are we also aware of our own mission? Remember that baptism, we don't receive baptism for the sake of receiving baptism, but we receive baptism because it implies a mission. And we are all called to a mission. And may I review? Class, do you need review for the final examination? Okay, here it is. When we receive baptism, we receive the triple function of being a priest, of being a prophet, and of being a king. Of being a priest, it's the common priesthood that we receive from Jesus Christ. So we offer sacrifices to the Father through our prayer. How do we perform our being a king? Not like King Henry VIII or other worldly king, who instead of service, but they are being served. We perform service. So our kingship is through service, especially to the needy, the marginalized, and the poor. When we perform our service to them, then we perform our function as a king. And what about a prophet? Where can we be of service as a prophet? When we proclaim the kingdom of God, not by word, but also by our witnessing. Life witnessing is what is needed nowadays. So in this way, we perform the function of Christ as prophet, priest, and king. Since we receive baptism, may we now go to our own mission area where people need the grace of God through our own baptism.